Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, it's a big Monday in the city.
Yes.
We've got a guest in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing we must address first. Last night, he started it up again. Larry King, his two cents. Larry is tweeting again. And I thought it'd be nice if he came by. He's actually in Los Angeles, but he flew in. So if we could open the door.
What a get. I'll get it.
I can't get in.
What's the matter, Larry? Open the door.
I can't get
open it. You twist, you push.
You don't have a security door.
There you go. Oh,
thank God.
Ladies and gentlemen, used to be on TV. Here's Larry King.
Hi. Hi, it's Larry King.
Hi, Larry.
Am I supposed to read the prepared text?
Yeah, you should, because these are your tweets, right? Your two cents.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. How you been?
I'm not as, huh?
How you been?
I got aches and pains.
Really?
Yeah, lots of them.
You need to.
I got aches and pains. I'm not doing well, but do you want me to read your text?
Please do. Please do.
Happy belated birthday to Michael Imar Dinen.
That's not how you say it. Try it again.
Happy belated birthday to Michael Immortal.
No.
Immortal.
Happy belated birthday to Michael Imordino.
Better.
Michael Imordino from his big brother John. John's going to give him an annual subscription to the bonus shows.
Thanks, Larry.
The best gift that anyone could ever give.
That's
it's
beautiful.
My two cents.
That's your two cents. Oh.
I wrote some of my my two cents down here.
So you have random thoughts.
Well, people like my random thoughts, and since I went to once I went on the Twitter people really get turned on
it's
by my random thoughts.
They're tweets, but they're on Twitter.
You got my Twitter button there, boy?
Yeah, you want to give it a test thump?
Sure, here we go. Let me take my bone. There it is, my bony finger. My bony finger, and let's go.
Okay.
Away we go.
Your
Hit
two
the
cents.
Button. Okay. Hit the button first.
You're hitting the button.
You know, for all you junior broadcasters out there,
yeah,
comedy is more fun when somebody else writes it and you get to deliver it. Because it's like you're getting jokes for yourself, too.
It's a treat.
Hit the button again, please.
You're hitting a button.
Any vitamin.
What?
Damn it, I'm sorry. Any vitamin is chewable if you don't mind the flavor. Tell the Dutch people that paying for my own meal is not a treat. The White House correspondent's dinner always had the worst bread.
Walden, did you ever go to the dinner?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
No, nope, the bread?
Dry, flavorless.
No butter?
Bad bread.
Sorry to hear it.
Hit the button again. Okay. If memory serves, Michael Dukakis was an excellent president.
Not sure he was ever president.
Sometimes I hide an olive in my boxer shorts. I like knowing the secret. My rings keep falling off.
What? Why?
Of all the slaws, coal is my favorite.
Oh, coleslaw. That's a good one.
Sudoku frightens me.
Oh, you don't like number play.
Everyone seemed to like American Sniper, but I didn't laugh once.
It's not a comedy, Larry.
Adam Sandler as the Secretary General at the United Nations. It will happen.
I don't think so.
I never buy a newspaper unless it has hints from Heloise and ads for massages.
That's how you determine a good paper?
The best... Don't talk to me during my tweets.
Oh, so these are your tweets.
This is not back and forth.
Okay.
I'm just reading them.
Okay.
You wrote it. I'll read it.
Okay, Larry.
Hit it again.
Oh, okay.
The best car I ever owned was a Panasonic. It seems like no one gets the plague anymore. I like the porno movies where the girl sits on cakes. My doctor is treating my halitosis with a medically induced coma. Say what you will about Vladimir Putin. He never made a bad movie. I swear I don't know anything about the dead hooker.
What?
Another daytime Emmy Awards, yet no trophy for Alan Ludden. I cry bullshit. One time I ate a house cat. Whatever happened to Bruce Jenner?
Now, come on, Larry.
How dare you?
Hey, Steve Hawking, enough already. Talk like a grown-up. Ever since Zayn left on One Direction, I can't make love to completion. Corned beef makes a delicious sandwich, but a lousy bracelet. Jack Palance had the greatest ass in Hollywood. I like to shampoo my bad place.
Oh, no.
Bedtime is my favorite time of day, except for one thing.
One thing? What?
When my wife closes the lid.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
How dare they tell me we owe? I am the one who collects. I collect!
Treat me as though I'm still a child. I don't care what it costs. In Maratha, I don't care what it costs. In the Caribbean, responsibility, he says. Yes, responsibility. No, no, no.
Majesty, please.
We must keep...
Clean that up. Your Majesty.
Julian, why are you always following me around? Everywhere you go, we're on now, down on all fours, are we now? Like a little dog, are we? What is it? Dog time, dog time. Woof, woof, woof. Woof, woof, woof. Woof, 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 woof. Yes?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
We are coming back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're coming back from my kid's swim lesson yesterday afternoon. And as we're driving by, Carla says, what is that guy doing? We approach at, I would say, probably about 40 miles an hour. There's actually a bit of traffic at the time we're going by. This gentleman is on the shoulder of Route 41, which is a major
that
artery
main drag
down here.
Right outside where you live,
the,
right?
Like the old main drag. It would be the Route 1 that you guys have in Northern Virginia to our 95. Okay, it's not the super highway, but it's a well-traveled, very, very busy road. And there's sprawl like there is in every area of the country like that on the side. And he's right across from a shopping center, but he's on the shoulder. And as we drive by, I'm looking ahead. I'm not really watching the shoulder.
You're paying attention
to the road. Right. I'm paying attention to doing my job as the wheel man.
Yeah.
As much as Carla wants to drive, I said, when you drive, it looks like you're taking your grandfather to to his colostomy appointment. So the fact is, so I'm driving along. She goes, oh, my God, look at that. By the time I look up, I see the guy, and I see him with his arms up in the air. And I don't think anything of it. Looks like maybe a crazy guy. The first thing I think
is... In Florida?
The Florida mask. Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of those guys that we see all over the country. You know the sign people?
Sign spinners. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. A sign spinner that's up there. They're all over here. And what sign spinners are basically is it's paying someone because you don't want to go through the regulations that you would have to go through to have a permanent sign put up. So you get sign spinners. I think he's a sign spinner. Mm. We go by, and again, he's going like this. And she said, I'm going to call the police. I said, what are you talking? Stop it. He's just some weird guy. Mm. He said, I thought he was a sign spinner. He's not a sign spinner. I said, what? The first thing I noticed was the guy has an aqua T-shirt, and he is standing about 4 feet away from a suitcase, a carry-on bag style suitcase, all black, and... Carla practically screams at me, and she said, do you know what he was doing? I said, what? She said, when we went by him, and I saw him do it 3 times, he was looking out at the cars, putting his arms up in the air, and going, boom, boom,
wow,
boom.
Wow.
And I said, he was doing that? I said, Carla, are you serious? She said, I swear to God. We've got to call the cops. At this moment, I look in my rearview mirror, and he is hauling his ass across the street.
With
his Samsonite just rolling along the concrete.
We hang a U-turn.
Bumping.
And I'm still a little bit reticent about pursuing this, but Carla's making a great case, you know, and when she says the line, if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
And
you guys are rubes.
Why are we rubes?
Both of you. If there's going to be some sort of explosive, he's not going to go in the middle of an intersection or the side of the road to cause any damage.
But
why would he warn you?
Maybe he's a stupid terrorist. Hold on. But let me tell you the level of freak outness that we have. Now, wait a minute.
But she installed it. You wouldn't have freaked out. Did she install?
Here's a programming note. Please hold off on the ball busting till I finish the story.
All right.
I'm perfectly willing to open it up to the
That's
floor.
A deal.
Stop slapping your leg, God damn it! Like a reach. I want the rock now. I want the rock now.
Pony, go get a rock.
Okay. I want to hit him in the head. So I look, and here's the Oscar. Here's where I went from being whatever. When Carla said that, I said to myself suddenly, you know what? What if there was something going on? What if he was such a wingnut that he was going to do something ridiculous, like run out into traffic, run into a car head on. This guy is obviously mentally disturbed at the least.
Mm-hmm.
And at the worst, he is standing next to a black suitcase and he's pantomiming an explosion. And I'm like, well, call away. Let's just look. We saw that, just to check this out. And let me tell you why the final piece of the puzzle. He goes across the street and he sits down at a bus stop. So he has his suitcase. He has just been looking at cars going boom, and he's about ready to take a suitcase on a bus.
Okay.
I said, call. It can't hurt anything. Go ahead and call. And at that point, we decide to go back and forth and just check him out and see if he's doing anything else weird. At this point, he sits down at the bus stop, and he's not doing dick. And I suddenly get anxiety myself because I've been completely sold on the weirdness of this situation, and I really am not going to feel good if I see this maniac trundling onto a bus. Do I think that it is jam-packed with explosives? No. Do I think I don't know what's going on? Yes. Do I think we should probably call somebody because he's acting so odd? Yes. So we circle the block, and then Carla and I do this little dance. We're like 400 feet away from the guy, and Carla says, he's looking at us. I said, no. First of all, I said, what's he going to do?
Is little Michael with you?
Yeah, he's in the back. He's not even aware of it. He's not even aware.
He's aware of it. He's rolling his eyes.
He's like, I thought I had my Lincoln Logs by now.
Jesus Christ, they're at it again. God damn.
We are about 400 feet down the street, and she says, he's looking at us. I said, what's he going to do? I said, I think we can outrun him with our car.
And he's looking at the pretty girl in the car is what he's doing.
Yeah. No, he can't see us. He can't even see us. He's that far
away.
Now,
Mike, you've U-turned or you've circled back at
this
point.
We've done three U-turns. We've gone back and forth. We're watching him.
Have you broached the topic of 911 yet?
We've already called the cop.
Oh, you've already called 911.
Yes, Carla, and then.
So you're sticking around for the show.
Right, and let me just say, my wife is extremely smart, but on the geographic scale, like people of her generation, geographically, I believe starting at about 1975, the American educational system decided that there was really no need for people to know where the f*** they are.
Well, north, south, right? Your car tells you everything, or your phone. Right.
And now, and with the advent of GPS technology, no one needs to know where they are, whether they're going north, whether they're going south. So Carla gets
Carrie
on the
is
phone,
a geography major and right? can't get from here to there. She can't do it.
But we're the going thing is, towards the sun.
I'll give you an example.
North?
call 10 restaurants on a Friday night, talk to 10 hosts or hostesses, and ask them where they're located. And you'll get about 60% of people that don't know where they are.
Wow, yeah.
It's crazy. So she is on with the dispatcher, and she said, we're right by the, I think they sell yarn. And I'm like, give me the phone. And I said,
embarrassing.
We were going southbound on Route 41.
That call was going to be on CNN.
Yes.
CNN is going to be in the audio vault. Yep.
And by the way, the dispatcher is the type of person, if you call the cable company,
yes,
you're getting that level of out of the box thinking. The dispatcher is obviously reading off of a script because they're new.
Yeah.
And so...
And they have a very if A, then B type mentality.
Do you have, like, for example, when I got on the phone, and I'm by the way, I'm already in an agitated state, but I'm not screaming. And the question comes down on her pre-done script list. Do you or anyone near you feel like you're in imminent danger?
Right.
I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
White guy, then, Middle Eastern guy, what do you look like?
That's the question that was asked. I said, I believe it's a white or Hispanic male in his mid-50s with a beard. And
oh, my God, a beard. And then you hear flipping
you
pages.
No.
At this point, the dispatcher, here's the thing. At this point, the dispatcher got on with me and said, hey, it's you. So I'm describing, we're getting a little bearing on where it is. At this point, we've made our last U-turn and we decide we're going to go down to a parking lot and just sit in back of the guy. We're about probably four blocks in back of that, three blocks in back of the guy. And we're just going to watch and wait. And this is when suddenly my anxiety level is like, I don't want that guy getting on a bus. I don't want it to happen. And I hope that the cop just gets there to vet the guy. Now, I know that. But Oscar, here it is. In this climate we live in, I think the problem we all have is that if you see something that's disturbing, and if something had happened, I'm not talking about an explosion, but if he had done something to somebody, I would have been, I would have been glad that I at least said, hey, this behavior is not normal.
If you've got the time, why not? I would just say most people.
What does that mean?
You call the police.
I'm going to get the rock and I'm going to hit you in the head with the rock.
That's enough. You call the police.
Oh, you're talking about like hanging out and watching.
Yes.
Oh, you're absolutely right. But I wanted to see the show because we did have the time.
That's true. You essentially bought
Daddy's not on the golf course anymore. So
you bought the ticket to Hamilton. You might as well see him sing.
Right. I mean, she doesn't want to.
Poor man. He's got a mental disability. He clearly, all he has is that little Samsonite. He's like, I think it'll be funny to do this weird thing. And the poor beard that he doesn't realize that beard is now a red flag for everybody. Though the guy in Florida who did the atrocity didn't even have a beard. Could be anybody.
No, I mean, I don't care where he's from. Yes. And that had absolutely
that tan had a lot to do with it.
No, absolutely not. No, because I really didn't think. Hold on. And this is important. Yeah, hump. I did not think about his ethnicity until the question was asked by the dispatcher.
Okay.
Before that, did they? There's just a weird guy going, boom, boom.
Welcome to
standing 4 feet away from a suitcase. What
outside
the hell?
That CVS, there's always a weird person with Tourette's either yelling at me or mother effing me or asking me for money. And I'm like,
But he's not standing out almost in the middle of traffic going, boom.
That
boom,
would be
standing next to a suitcase.
A loaded suitcase.
Would you guys call the cops?
No.
No, I wouldn't do it either.
I probably wouldn't have picked up on it.
I'm sorry that neither one of you care about your country. I just want to say that. I'm sorry that neither one of you care about... Pony, I heard that. And you're not on camera today, and I heard your groan. Let me finish the story. So we wait, and thank God, the sheriff's department car pulls up before the bus does. And the guy gets out, and we watch him walk over. There's a brief conversation. Then the sheriff goes down and opens up the suitcase.
Ruh-roh. Did he have the big tactical bomb vest on?
He did not.
Oh.
He opens up the suitcase. He zips it back up.
Yeah.
Tells the guy to stand up. Cuffs him. 11 more sheriff's cars showed up.
Whoa.
What?
They put him on the ground. They bring in a hazmat team.
Oh.
We are watching this. I'm lying. None of this happened.
Oh, oh, you jerk.
No. They talked to the guy for 20 minutes. He looked in, got his ID out of the suitcase. He waved. He waved at him when the sheriff left. He waved at him. I was just so pissed off at the crap you guys were giving me.
Because we're right.
It's not bad to have a guy running up and down old US 40 with a suitcase full of pancakes. It happens.
The guy, here it is. The total time was probably 15 minutes. Where the guy was talking, they were having a lengthy conversation
yeah.
enough where.
So where
I thought,
do you do your laundry?
No, the call was what jackass called 911?
You know,
that was the conversation.
Let me tell you something. By the way, this entire segment, okay, you want to talk about what our show is?
Yes.
You're listening to exactly what our show is, you bastards. That's what I'm trying to say. We were concerned citizens. You know that?
Now,
we were
rubes.
Concerned citizens. We are not
rubes. You're rubes.
If you see something, say something, Oscar.
Well, how about this? If you see something, say something. If you have time enough to stick around and watch.
If I didn't have time, if I hadn't stuck around and watched, I wouldn't be able to finish this story.
That is
and
true.
Tell you
is
and
true.
Tell you that everything.
What did Carla
up, okay.
say? Because she was a catalyst.
Yeah, she's the one who made it
what
happen.
What did your
all
lovely
right,
wife
here's
say?
The weird part, and you know, you guys have been there, and you know how this is. Carla, there was probably just a little disappointment.
Of course,
in Carla. That. Oh, by the way, because Carla was buying in all the way. I hate to throw her under the bus with this, but I will tell you.
He was saying, boom.
At one point, she thought we were staying. The car was located too close to the guy. And I said, "What? Like the suitcase is really going to explode?"
This is so tragic.
It's tragic, but it was nothing. But you know what? What I call it is a pretty pretty nice little Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm not
safe, but I'm not well. What's up, everybody? It's Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show. It's that time of the year again. A new Rob and Joe promo. Joe's not even here. We're that lazy. Our fearless leader, Mike O'Mara, said, we need new promos. And 7 months later, here I am. Yes, that's how creative we are. Check back for our next promo in 12 years when we break down the great Anthony Weiner, Mel Gibson presidential race. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes. Download us on the app, robandjoeshow.com. See you in 2028, the year of the oxen.
The best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I like to post that Rob had on social media about the fact that he took lovely Julia to get her learner's permit at the DMV. And I know you love dealing with anything that's out of the norm.
Oh, it's great. And you know what? It's a beautiful air-conditioned building full of friendly people that are eager to help.
What time do you go at?
We went at about 1:30. Yesterday afternoon, and actually we picked a pretty good time because I watched the line stack behind us as it happened.
The end of the month would be the most problematic time,
I think so,
right?
Because of that's when things expire. Right. Julia, you're allowed to get your learners at 15 years, 6 months. So she could have gone on the 18th of this month. She's not totally out of her mind to get it. And so I said, you know what? It's not a good time to get it on the weekend. Let's hold off. We'll get it someday next week.
I think daughters perhaps a little less intense.
Yeah. Well, what's funny
cases,
you is, know. You know, when you sit at the DMV, there is like 16 or 13 windows in a row, and you get to see the rhythm. There are certain windows that deal with certain things, and window 13 is where learner's permit people would go. So you get
That's where the person in the Ronald McDonald costume sits, right?
Exactly. And you
learner's permit. Bleh.
You hear like bum Z228.
And in Northern Virginia,
window 13,
state of the art Northern Virginia.
Yes,
it's always very, you know, very modern. And you know, there are other places. When I came down to Florida, it was like they utilized another building with like partitions, and it wasn't built for that. Where in Northern Virginia, everything is new.
Well, this
everything
is the is new. The new DMV has actually gone in since I moved to Leesburg.
New.
This
new,
is
new.
The DMV that, like,
just the new DMV.
This is like 5 years old, but this is the one that within 6 months of being built, a car drove into. So if you look, it was a bad driving test. So if you look at one of the sides, really? The bricks don't.
It's
match.
A reclaimed DMV.
Yeah, it's made of reclaimed cars.
Oh my god!
But that's what was incredible. Great is when they would announce for the window 13 for the learner's permit, you'd see some gangly kid get up and goes, "I'm D13," and you know, and it's like,
turn right here, Mr. McIntosh. Jesus Christ! Oh dear! You were blinded by your orange sweatshirt.
So I finished the show yesterday, and I text Julia. I say, "Do you want to go to the DMV today?" And she was like, oh, "Yes, that would be great. Thanks, Dad." And so she's very excited. And I get home, and I say, "Let's go." And she says, "Give me 30 minutes. I want to take the test, the practice test again."
Smart.
You can take the practice test over and over again online. And so she's really.
What is the airspeed velocity of an African swallow?
No, seven. And so, and so she does that, and we cruise over, and we get in line, and the first thing that happens is the security guard says, "You're going to have to stand behind the side while you wait to be waited on." And so there's a huge, like, round counter. And then there is a sign that is the equivalent
yeah,
would be
you
like
go
a,
in what
a
they
please
do.
Wait to be seated sign,
it's
right?
It's a pre-line line.
Yep.
So you wait in line for them to tell you where you go to sit to wait in line, and then they give you your number. So it's kind of an added line, but it's efficient and it tends
yeah,
to work.
Yeah, it's meant
really
to clear
well.
Up the space in front of the counter for people to walk around.
Yeah, exactly.
Except precisely. For the people that just walk directly up to the counter and say, "I just have one question."
Those are pretty big idiots. Though,
I hate
because
them.
The fact is, they've got, you know, you go through it once you've been there a couple of times, you know that you go to the kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
But did you like thunder up to the kiosk without waiting?
No.
Stripe. That
but the lady, I mean, the guy, it was a preemptive strike. He assumed I was going to screw it up. Oh. And I knew what I was doing, and I was ready. I had my driver's license. I had her birth certificate. I had her Social Security card. We were ready to go. And so the people in front of me finish up, and I look to get, you know, the eye contact to
Can
advance
I ask
to
a
the
question?
Lady. Yes.
Where were the people in front of you from?
They appeared to be from, I would say, one of the pricier zip codes of the Loudoun County area.
So wealthy
they were just
white
turning
people?
In, yeah, they were turning in license plates. Listen. Can you? And this was great. He had like
this particular vanity plate had a smudge.
No,
and I just don't think my Mercedes SUV looks good with a smudged license.
He turned plate. In his license plate, and it still had the American Service Center frame on it.
There
and he
go.
Said,
"It was a Mercedes. I got the car right. I got the car right. Fantastic."
And he said, "I can't seem to get this off." Right. They finish
I
up
those license plates.
They finish up, and I look to the lady that's at the counter to make eye contact with me to advance, and she is just beautiful because there is a width and a lack of chin and a nose that is, it looks like it was perhaps it started to melt and then stop. I mean,
is it a Tom Gavin nose?
No, it's more of an out and down nose. It's
Tony, that could be the no. That could actually be the show page.
She's
the show photograph today, just a super deluxe close up of that.
A nose. Lovely lady, and I look at eye contact, and she looks back at me and raises her eyebrows, and then it gives me wait one, holds up the finger,
yes,
and pulls out a handkerchief that looks like it's been used, blows her nose. Wipes her nose, uses Purell, and then gives me one of these. Come on.
Oh,
God,
no.
I hate that. And, I hate that. That's
and I say, we're going to need to do a learner's permit today. And she says, you're going to need your Social Security. And I said, I've got everything right here. And I'm on top of it. And she says, great, there's a clipboard over here. And then she pulls out a form. She says, you need to fill this out and this out and this out. And she's highlighting. And I take it, and we're off. And that's great. And Julia doesn't want to fill out the form, so I fill out the form. And after about 45 minutes of waiting, we get bing.
Why doesn't Julia want to fill out the form?
Well, because I think that she is probably nervous, and it's a government form, and she wants to make sure it's right.
Wants
I gave her the
focus
option.
Focus on the test.
And you bung, D172, window 13. And so we go up and hand in the form, and we've been there probably, and you know, it's not crowded. We've been there like 45 minutes. And she says, I'm here for the learning permit.
By the way, that's a Northern Virginia comment that he just made. Mm. Just
no,
listen. If
no.
you're hold on. Mm-hmm. If you're from Middle America and you heard what he just said, it's not crowded. We've only been waiting 45
Mike,
minutes.
Mike, there was irony there. Is what I'm saying is that we are there 45 minutes.
Oh, you were so you meant
yeah.
to. You,
even, that, even though it wasn't
it's,
crowded.
Irony. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a slow day at the DMV.
I and mean, I look back at
a
this
A normal
point,
day is like 2.5 hours.
That's a win.
By the time we get to the window, the line for the kiosk is now 10 deep.
Yeah,
so this
ridiculous.
Lady's got to blow her nose 10 times
right.
before Ooh. These people can be processed.
Thank you. You're going to go sit over there. Here's your ticket. Here's your snot ticket. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope that was highlighter on the form. And so we go through all the stuff, and she says, all right, honey, are you going to pass? And Julia says, yes, I'm going to pass. I've done very well in the practice. That's great, honey. We just need to take your eye test. And so she goes
What's
over.
What's that impression that you're doing?
That's the lady, the Southern Belle.
I detected a slight accent.
That's yeah, the Southern Belle at the front.
Southern Belle?
Yes.
White,
see, the Southern
white
Belle
lady,
could
black
be the Patti LaBelle. It's not
yeah,
a,
yeah.
I thought it was African American.
Yeah. It is a Patti LaBelle with yeah. a lovely Southern lip to her
voice.
Oh,
look at you.
Oh, so, okay.
I didn't know you did that.
So.
And so she goes up, and Julia says, I want you to read the first line.
Go over the back corner, bitch!
I want you to read the first line.
Disorderlies rated PG.
Julia puts her head in the little goggle thing and
right.
starts struggling. And I said, Julia, if you push your head down, it'll light up because there's like a button on the forehead thing. She says, oh, it's lit up. And I said, okay, well, read the lady the top line. And she goes, ZXRP.
She's got good vision, doesn't she?
And I thought that her glasses that she wore were for reading. But it turns out they're distance glasses, and we did not bring them. And the lady says, can you try the second line?
Fail, fail, fail.
Can you try the second line? And Julia says, I'll try. And she reads a series of letters, and she says, is that all you see? Julia didn't even see the end of the line.
Does Julia have bad vision?
And she does, and I didn't realize it. And the lady said,
poor thing. God damn it,
the
Rob.
Lady said, wait. The lady,
your fault.
The lady said, do you wear glasses at school, honey? And she says, I do. She says, did you bring them with you? She said, no. She says, I tell you what, I'm going to pass you, but when you come back, you bring your glasses. Now, Daddy, change this form. Because I didn't know she needed them for distance. And that lady did me a solid because we could have been sent
home.
Well,
doesn't that make you rethink your attitudes towards the United States of America?
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
Really, with all that, those years of hating the different, doesn't that?
And she helped.
That lady really saved you an entire day.
She did. She did.
Sweet. A sweetheart. And I bet you it sounds like she deals with lots of kids. She's probably been there before. And that's a cool move.
And it's very, very cool.
And it'll remind Julia that it's not, that the man, that the system is not always wrong.
And then I said, you know, that's a mistake that mom wouldn't have made.
then Rob said, thank you. Anyway.
And so. then it turned out actually Carrie didn't know either. Neither of us knew what her prescription was. But Julia missed, she missed 2 of 30, passed, got her learners. So that was exciting.
Does she wear reading glasses and regular glasses all the time?
No, they're distance glasses, it turns out, and she only wears them like for work at school when she has to see the chalkboard and stuff.
Isn't that
like that
something you should know as a parent? I'm not a parent, but I figure you should know that.
Sure. But
people
should also know how to say the word pizza. I mean, everyone has their weaknesses.
Right.
So I feel bad, but thank God the lady at the DMV had my back. So Julia her learners, got her picture taken. It'll be delivered in 6 business days. And we drive home. And when you get to the end of our street, there's like a courtyard, like a round turnaround, and then our road to our driveway,
Just one more question about parenting.
Yes.
When do you start caring about your children's vision? When's a good age to start caring about that?
When is the best age to start thinking before you buy a home?
Okay. All right. Stop it, boys. Stop it right now.
Because I just need to know. Do I start caring at 15?
You know what's great is that, you know what? If a kid hurts themselves, they'll heal, but a house will always be a hovel. And it's just getting older, Oscar. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Did she drive before you got home?
I surprised her. I stopped about 500 yards from the house, and I put it in park, and I got out of the car. She said, what are you doing? I said, you're going to drive the car into the driveway. And she said, what? I mean, and she's never ever been behind
that
the wheel.
Is
she's never been behind the wheel?
Never has.
Right into the house.
Oh,
Mike.
So you did it like right. He had things to do. You didn't decide maybe to go to a parking lot or something
No, I put her on the road. I mean, it's off the main drag, so there wasn't going to be any traffic.
I know, but I mean, it's fraught with peril.
I know.
You know, with the fact if she hits the wrong, pedal.
But it was sort of exciting, and, she's got to be the designated driver sooner or later. So I put her in, and she sat down like you were there.
What is this the SUV or the
Chrysler?
She
was in the Chrysler. All right. So she sat down, and first of all, the seat is adjusted for me. So when she sits in, it looks
so
like
when
she's
she sat
the
down,
seat.
And it sounds something like this.
Father, I'm in the back of the car.
Where
the
are
seat's
you?
Completely. Where am I? Help me.
I said, if you hit a preset button one, that's set for your mom. That should be a lot closer. So she does that. She buckles in. I say, check your mirrors. She does. And I say, now here's the deal. Do you know which pedal is which? She says, that's the gas, right? I said, yes. And that's the brake. The brake will stop you. The gas will make you go forward. So she sits in, she's in park, and she just mashes on the gas. And I see the odometer go, and I said, okay, so that's the gas. And I said, what you need to do is push the brake all the way down and put yourself into drive.
Have you had her behind the wheel ever before?
No, she's driven the golf cart, But that's
not the same
as
a
totally different thing.
So you choose to begin her training 500 yards from. You should have taken her out to an empty parking lot or something.
Well, this was
with glasses.
This was the glasses.
He was in a hurry.
He's in a hurry. What did you have to be home for?
I had nothing. I had no reason to be home.
Judge Joe Brown.
No, the whole point of it was to sort of surprise her with something I thought she'd like, and it turned out she did like it.
Okay.
Because if we went to a parking lot, you'd say, why are we going here?
Will you be doing all the training?
I think so. I'm not sure that Carrie has the
patience,
focus. So
money, she steals the car before she's 16. Money.
That's fine.
She made it into the driveway and everything was fine, right?
Yeah, but she does need to work on the touch of the brake.
Yeah,
because
course.
I did almost kiss the dashboard a few times. And also, what is it about kids that they love putting one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas?
They're
driving a bicycle.
Kids and old people.
Yeah.
So it's normal.
But we got there and taught her about the turn signal. And she did not.
Mirrors?
She checked her mirrors. She wore her seatbelt. And we made it in. And actually, intern Matt Dodson can verify she got into our driveway. And I left the car where it was at a perfect 45-degree angle.
It wasn't bad.
Delightful.
But anyway, I could not be any prouder of her. But it does make me feel old. I know you've been through it. But that's weird.
Oh, absolutely.
It is so weird because that's your little girl. And she's actually driving an automobile.
Built-in DD in just a few years.
Mm-hmm. By the time I do that with the male version of me, my little guy, by the time I do that, he's going to have to drive a big vehicle, one of those handicap accessible
built-in RN.
Or maybe even crazy. A flying car.
Yep. Now, press that red handle and release the lever that lets down the platform that lets Daddy's chair down to the ground. Thank you.
We're here.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Don't hit the gas and brake at the same time, you little bastard. All right. Thank you.
Dad's getting around real well. He's got his fourth hip. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more food.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Will in New Hampshire. Will writes, why whiskey? Well, Will, because whiskey puts hair on your chest, not on your palms.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
The best of O'Mara.
So I'm getting ready to go to a holiday party tonight. This is true. And what's the first thing I did? I went and I grabbed my Harry's. I needed it. Holiday week, growing a big beard because I hadn't been shaving. Tough as nails, Harry's to the rescue. I love shaving with my Harry's. Even when you skip 4 or 5 days, it's the closest, easiest shave ever. And the shaving gel, the best I've ever tried, bar none. My skin is now baby soft, and I'm ready to meet all those ladies under the mistletoe. Lucky ladies. Now, if you've never heard of them before, Harry's was started by Jeff and Andy, who were basically fed up with Big Razor. Don't you hate Big Razor? They were being overcharged, and so they just started their own company. And right now, Harry's has ready-to-go shave sets at all different price points, starting at just $15. They all come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, and a travel cover, and their Winston set. You can engrave the chrome handle if you want to get a personalized touch. And as a special offer, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter TMOS at checkout. It's the best thing you can do for your face. Go to harrys.com right now to get a shave set. That's harrys.com. And don't forget to enter the code TMOS at checkout. That'll get you $5 off. harrys.com and code TMOS. I thank you, Harry's thanks you, and your face will thank you.
We will get to the TMOS team building exercise with escape rooms. I will make every effort, every single effort within the fiber of my soul to not ask stupid questions when it comes to these escape rooms. But I still, even when Oscar was talking to me about it last night in my depleted condition, I want to know more about it. I want to know. I know it's a room and a puzzle, and then whoever gets out first is the winner.
You're going to love it because actually, and it is her last day with us, we have one of our key participants with us today. Maddie is here, and many great strides made in the escape room thanks to Maddie yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Maddie, I don't know what it is about you, but I will tell you that I think as you go forward in your career choice, you have, and I don't even see you. on a daily basis. I hear you, and I hear those pieces you put together. And, you know, we talk about Diego, and we talk about Mac, and we talk about Rofo. But I must share with you that when I listen to these little pieces that you put together, the serial-style promos that you do, they very much stick with me. And I think that's powerful, and that means whatever you're doing, it's you know. And I haven't shared this with you, so I'll share it on the air.
Okay.
It's on the boss's mind because I'm listening to that, and I'll remember things like the connectivity issues we had earlier in the winter.
Yeah.
And I'll remember Maddie put that in her promo, and I think about that. And so when Oscar was telling me, and Rob shared it on Facebook, that that you guys were doing the escape rooms and the team building exercises, I just somehow put Maddie up at the top of the pecking order, expecting her to win just because. And I don't know what it is. I mean,
well,
there wasn't a competition.
Yeah, they're not all competing against each other. We're working as a team to escape the room.
Well, that was okay. They were trying. They should have
been
way.
A team. There was some splinter.
Yeah, yes.
I would expect then. Let me put
the
it this
leaders
way.
Of the pack
between Mac and Diego and Maddie. I would expect Maddie to be the and who
and Lou.
Oh, was Lou there too?
Yes.
Lou hasn't gone back to American University yet either,
or China,
And I just expect Maddie to be kind of the go-to in that for some reason, even though Mac has all that computerese knowledge that or does he really, or does he, is he not just a nerd without any interest in any
Mac
other
is,
boys activity?
You sort of go with what's on the surface because you don't have enough interest to dive any deeper, so yeah. you just assume. I would say that Maddie was a ringleader yesterday.
Yeah.
For example, there is a phone line that you keep in contact with, sort of the ringleader of the contest.
Okay, you know what I'm going to ask you to do, because you're diving right in. And I really think for the purpose, not just me,
right,
but I count too, because I thought of this last night when I talked to Oscar about it. I would really love you to start from scratch and explain to our listening audience what, because there are people in other areas of the country, not necessarily major metropolitan areas, that might be interested to know the whole process of these escape
rooms.
Come
to D.C. and try the escape room.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, because it really
grab a latte and see the More Broadcasting Network. A
couple of people on Facebook mentioned NBA. That's an NBA thing. I said, no, I don't think it's that.
And
this has been around before Oscar started getting his education.
Team building exercise, it was firmly tongue in cheek, because really it was sort of we were losing a couple of our interns because it's summertime. And it's sort of a final, almost like a party, like a fun thing to do.
Yeah. So what did you, tell me exactly what you were planning to do with these interns? How did it develop? How did it come about? And tell me all about it, because I'm curious about that.
It is sort of a hot happening thing, these escape rooms.
What did your daughter say?
She said, oh, that? I got a Groupon for that.
For escape rooms?
Yeah. Because Julia's too cool for everything. Julia's too cool for the musical Hamilton.
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
For those
that
might not know, an escape room in a paragraph is what, Rob Spiewak?
It is a problem-solving exercise where you are locked in a room and there are clues hidden in the room. And if you solve all the mysteries using the clues, you can let yourself out in a assigned period of time. Our period of time was 45 minutes.
45 minutes, and are there people that can knock it out in like 10?
Their record was that there was someone who did our room without clues from the outside world in 18 minutes.
That's so it takes some time to
and only a third actually make it out of the room.
Yes.
So there's some people that after the 45 minutes you open the door and go, all right, get out of there, dumbasses.
They must be dullards.
Yeah, there's some people in the room.
Or dullards.
They're still there.
No,
we would still be there.
Yeah,
Shaggy.
Oscar said dullards.
I said dullards.
Or dullards, not to be confused with Dillard's.
True.
A fabulous chain department store.
Where the man South. Keeps chocolate on the counter.
Yes, in the big and tall men's department. I want to keep my big and tall customers big and tall. Yes, Oscar.
As Rob said, that you have an opportunity to solve all the clues, and the clues are stacked on top of each other, so one would lead to another, to another, to another. And as you solve these clues, you are monitored via camera.
I'm just laughing at the whole concept
of how far along in the game you're going, and once in a while Jigsaw will call you.
Yeah, he did look a little like Jigsaw.
And
hello, Marty.
Do you remember his name?
No.
Coulter.
Coulter.
Coulter was our proctor, Mike.
David Letterman. So, oh, that's Coulter. Coulter. Sorry about that.
He came in and he set us up, and the plot, and I can give the plot without revealing anything.
Can you tell me first who were the participants in the escape room?
The interns were Maddie, Mac, Diego, and Lou.
Can you give that order again, please?
Yeah. Oh, do you want them to
give the comedy order, please?
Of course.
Who were the interns? Rob?
There was Maddie, Lou, Adrian, a.k.a. Diego, and Mac. Oh. And now Oscar and I were also there, but we had sort of conspired beforehand that we weren't going to be active participants, more observers of the contest that
because
was going on.
Because we wanted to see how they worked through the puzzle. We would help when we could, but really it was about them.
Yeah. So we go down and actually...
Were there any pre-instructions given to the interns as far as how this was going to happen? Or are you just going to throw them in there and let them figure out how they were going
to...
No, we wanted to see
how they worked as a group.
Yeah, and we got there, and it's in the basement of our building. If you were to look at the front door where we come in to go to our office, to the left, there's like a little subterranean...
There's a subterranean side to the left. We don't need all that detail, but I'll tell you this. It looks like you're in a Las Vegas hotel.
Yeah, it is so cool down there. The decor is a completely different building. Yeah,
it is complete.
The interior has been completely redone down there.
It's redone, and it feels like you're in another building.
It made me feel like we really dropped the ball on our studio.
Because wouldn't you call the upper floors kind of Spartan?
Spartan.
I mean, they're really there's not much to them.
Throwback, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely standing.
Lots of smoke in the holes.
It's got an elevator and a door and drywall.
Yeah. That's
welcome to the office.
That's it. And carpet that. Was installed that says victory for Truman.
It's either a hip Las Vegas hotel or a hip office on the West Coast in Silicon Valley.
Let me ask this question. Is the subterranean basement part of our building, is it completely dedicated to these escape rooms, or are there other... Oh, really?
Yes. Much more square footage.
They have several of
much
them.
Much more square footage.
Wow.
It's the whole thing, man.
So we
would
go
it be
in.
Cool if we had our studio down there?
It would be great.
I'd love it. Yes. It would be great.
We could not afford it, but it would be great.
And all we'd have to do, Mike, is solve 18 puzzles and we could leave at the end of the show.
But the room is small. Rob and I took a seat on the chair because I said, we'll watch them how
they... Before we get into the detail, the minutiae of the escape rooms, let me ask this question. How did each of the interns respond to this? Because this is very contemporary. This is very hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Were they all pretty positive about the whole idea of escape rooms?
Well, there were some interns that didn't show. Because they just didn't have the time or interest to be a part of it.
Yes.
So that was sort of an initial thing. You'll notice that when I made the list, there was no Rachel on the list.
No Rachel.
Right. There was no Rob Ford on the
he
list.
He was not invited.
Oh, okay. Then I withdraw the remark.
That gets a ding when he was
Rachel's gone.
Yeah, well, she left. Actually. Yeah.
That's true.
Didn't Rachel head back to San Francisco?
Yeah.
But she was not part of it, is what I'm saying. And I think maybe if
she
made
dropped
it sound,
off
you know,
thank you cards, don't throw her under the bus.
See, he makes it sound
such
like
an
they,
a-hole.
They were invited and they were no shows.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
He has always been a tough person on the interns because he was an intern.
She came by and dropped off thank you cards individually for the three of us.
Mike, you know what? Sometimes it still hurts. Sometimes it still hurts.
That's nice. She wrote a note?
Oh, yeah.
Rachel, this is Mike. Hi, if you're listening to this podcast. In lieu of note, drop off a bottle of Whistle Pig.
But one thing that we should mention is when we got into there, there's a lobby, a waiting area.
Yes.
And there was another group of people that were just coming out laughing.
Giggling, laughing.
Because they had a great time. And
what did they look like? What type of people did they look
like? They looked like Oscars people. Not in the fact that they come from another country.
Glover Park
they
people.
Looked very Glover Parky.
Fit.
They,
trendy.
Tiny t-shirt.
Bunch of scumbags.
And so, So, right away.
We got to go to the club tonight that everybody goes to because we're going to play our little escape room. We'll talk about that when we're having our mojito.
And so, right away.
Mojito.
I don't know why.
I sent you a picture. Just
Moscow
FYI.
Mule.
Go ahead.
So right away,
we're greeted by the hip
maitre d', I suppose, the greeter. And he says, come on in, have a seat. And
he reminded me of you.
You think?
Yeah, he was affable and nice and smart.
Okay, thank you.
I suppose. I was like, Rob could rock this.
And so there's a whole bunch
of... So
are
the hats part of the deal when you go to this?
Oh, no, that was just a nice fun photo afterwards, Mike. Some,
oh, and the funnest
personality.
Photo, the funnest photo gets a free session at the escape room.
Yeah.
So right away...
It just looks so cool.
We're shown...
I wish I'd been up there for that.
We're shown to a lobby that has a whole bunch of hip seating spaces.
Yes.
Like there's a weirdly shaped sofa and chairs that look like maybe they're from a futuristic bowling alley. And they say, have a seat. We have some video games. And by the time you get to the M in the word video game, Mac is over at the video game.
All right, let me ask
away
one question.
From the team.
We we'll get to the details of the escape room, and then we'll do it in the next break. But the hats and stuff, those are provided by the people at the escape room.
Yes.
Right? That's the
question.
Well,
I brought my own wig.
That's a good look for you.
Thank you. Well, it was fun. I used to have long hair. It was like a going memory lane.
Show picture.
Rob, that was the right choice. That was the right choice all the way. We will take a break. And,
it's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, we work very hard to bring you a brand new show every Monday.
Most shows do that. We work really hard to bring them a new show. What series brings old shows?
All right, point well taken. Listen to the Tony Perkins Show at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's the Tony Perkins Show. The best of O'Mara.
We are talking about our team building exercise that happens to be in the basement of the building where our studio is located, where they have a series of the very popular escape rooms. And the boys, Oscar and Rob, decided it would be a really cool idea to get the interns together and do a team building exercise down there. And I only wish that I was there. So back to the story. I'm enjoying every minute of this.
So we signed the release form and we're showed to the room. And I was surprised because I knew the concept, but I had no idea what to expect. What I really expected was like a room in total blackness.
Right.
And like dark mystery stuff. But what we're shown to is sort of like an office. It just looks like a normal office with, you know, file cabinets.
For Carmen San Diego.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I just can't get the jigsaw out of my head right now.
And we're given a backstory that is someone has been falsely accused of a crime, and we need to find out who actually did it. And if we do, we will get the key.
Now, see, this is where I want a little more detail.
All right.
You are given a backstory that before they go into the escape room,
no.
Somebody has...
while we are in the escape room, and really the details
But you
are...
weren't in the escape room. I thought it was just...
No, we sat on the couch while they worked at the... We went in with them.
All six of us are in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, okay. Yes. I didn't know that.
And the backstory is actually, I think, purposely vague.
Yes.
The guy that... Coulter, who showed us back
there. The murder mystery.
Yeah, he says someone is falsely accused of a crime. And also, because you're dumb, and he smiled when he says it, when you shut the door behind you, you locked yourself in this room.
Mm.
I'm curious, because originally you said something about cameras. My vision was I was picturing you guys
watching
sitting
them.
Out LA, watching them.
Now,
like,
we're being watched.
Jigsaw.
We're being watched by somebody else that's Jigsaw.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not going to, but it's determined before you go in that you and Rob are not going to be
because we
participants
want them. Because Rob, you know Rob, he's going to, with all due respect to Rob, I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
As I slogged in from Alney. We both came in, and it's really about them, and unfortunately
right.
for us, because we're performers, and I'm not just going to throw Rob under the bus.
No, because Oscar has never been one to take control either.
When it comes to these games, sometimes we get very aggressive.
Yeah.
And it was
really kind of right up my alley, because it was like a real-life episode of Columbo.
He was fighting every ounce to not to just say, try this! Try this!
I was whispering
Rob
to Oscar
games.
A lot.
Yes.
Rob loves games more than anything. I mean, he loves it. And the next time I come into town, I'd love to do one. I'd love to do
one.
We
actually had
crew.
That conversation. A quick caveat. Yeah. Don't mention too much about the game.
Oh, I won't. I won't. Anything at all. I'll speak in...
Because they ask you not to do that.
Very general things. And they say that... And there is a timer. And it counts down from 45 minutes. They said, also, when you locked yourself in this office, the authorities have been notified and they'll be here in 45 minutes. So you need to get out in 45 minutes or you are going to be arrested.
Is that a standard amount of time that they give normally?
That's a standard amount of time. And Mike, okay. Rob and I are, at least I am, I feel like they're producing a show from outside the room.
Yes.
Because even the music that they're playing... Either it stops completely or it
escalates.
It escalates, because, for example, Mac found a clue, right?
Mm-hmm. And as the volume increases over the speakers that are inside the room?
Intensity of the music.
So when he finds a clue, something happens that somebody, they don't know what time that's going to happen. And then when there's an announcement made to the group or somebody like steps up to make an announcement, say, I think we should do this, the song is almost queued up to like the next. Like, there's another song. There's a mission that's about to. It's wild.
So cool. Let me ask this. Could you possibly envision cameras throughout this room where you could produce something?
Yes.
Where you would put this on television?
Like a live production of your room.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is wild.
All right. Call Holstein. Anyway.
So I think.
No, I'd actually like to see it on the air. Don't call Holstein. Thank you very much.
You can always watch it at his house.
Right.
There was a series of clues, and they really do, when he recapped it for us at the end of the escape room experience, they have a sequence that follow. And it's funny because they got most of the clues, though partially out of order because of a couple weird lucky breaks they got. But
Can I ask another question?
Yes, please.
The clues, are they...
Blues clues.
Are they physical or not physical clues?
I would say physical.
Physical.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Very good. So there's stuff in there.
And there were some highlights within, Diego, he really had like a flash of genius when whatever resin was there shook off for a split 30 seconds and he figured out a clue. And then he got excited about seeing his name in a book, and then that was
just as you can flip a light switch on. Yeah. There was a moment, I would say, when there was about 18 minutes left in the escape, when Adrian just checked out.
Yeah, well,
he was no longer doing it.
We know why that is, don't we?
He powered down.
He did. He powered down. At one point, he said, "Hey, my name's on this."
Like that might helping. Be a good
he thought it was a
look.
Clue.
He said, like "Look, not Garcia, helping. That might be a clue." And then he's looking at documents and saying, "Look, that's a funny name." I mean, that's it.
Well, it was a Saturday morning, you know. I mean, he didn't have pancakes
for breakfast. Sunday morning. He should have been sleeping.
Sunday's usually a power down day, but it's weekend morning. He probably doesn't have pancakes for breakfast. Well, he sparks up.
Diego's a great sport, great energy in there.
Yes, he was.
I would say that Mac was a little overeager at times, as every time somebody found a clue, he raced over to do the puzzle or finish their sentence.
Here's what I learned,
By the way, can I just say this? Oscar was in school on Friday, and about 1,000 people shared with me the pictures of Mac sitting in Oscar's seat.
Yes.
Yeah, that privilege has been rescinded. I can't have somebody closing their eyes and putting their hands behind their head while I'm doing a show.
Mike, he was just listening so hard.
Yeah, sure he was. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The thing about Mac, and we all know
he's
that...
He's super smart.
Allegedly, he's going to college now, too.
Yes.
But... He exhibited, and Maddie, I think you will back me up here, a trait that can't be helpful for a student. He started 8 million things, and none of them were finished.
Yes.
Because as soon as there was a shiny new clue, he put down the clue he was working off and ran and said, "Here, let me have that."
So ADD. We're talking about ADD.
The worst you've ever seen.
Right.
Just really insufferable.
Well, that's because he doesn't use his powers for good.
I had to tell Mac. I was like, "Mac, let others attempt the clue.
Mac, finish the magic thing that you're holding in your hand.
Yes.
Finish it. You're very close. You're very, very close." So, he was, I would say he brought not a great energy, but an enthusiasm, but a lack of focus.
Yes.
A sincere lack of focus.
Lou,
well, so far, everything I'm hearing is telling me one most important fact. Better than paintball.
Lou was quiet as she is here, but she was very methodical as she would go through the clues. She took her time, made sure to pay attention to the detail.
Right.
And really, Maddie was a great ambassador for the crew, as when Jigsaw would call, she would answer the phone.
And he would. Oh, and
well, in fairness to Lou, also, when you're locked in a room in her home country, you know, you're not getting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, very I'm sorry. Motivated. Yeah, that's just, very, you know. Very motivated to get out of a locked room.
I pray that hasn't happened to any members of her family, but, you know, let's be honest. You know, those so everything odd. I've read over there is.
You play the odds, am I right?
You go, in, you go into a door without windows, you know, you're probably not coming out.
She's really going to be looking for documents.
Poor Lou, right. Just a quick sidebar. We thought she was a no show because we met at Starbucks.
Yeah.
But somehow that got lost in translation, literally. And she was sitting in, she was waiting for us in the lobby of the escape room for 30 minutes.
Yes, yeah, she had been there waiting
by herself.
For it.
Felt
she
scorable.
Was early. Yes. She was punctual.
Yes,
she was.
Yes. So,
oh, my God.
I feel that when all was said and done, can I reveal the answer? That the fact that we did not escape.
Yeah, we did not.
Did they have any? Do they say the degree of difficulty or the? You had mentioned that somebody got out of there in like 18 minutes. Do most
only
people
30%? A third, well, a third of the people escape
with clues.
So that's
with
good,
clues.
That's good.
With clues.
That's good.
So about 15 minutes in, the phone rings in the office setting where we are, the escape room setting, and we answer it, and it's Jigsaw, and he says, "Would you like a clue?" And Maddie, I think. All the times the phone rang except one, you answered, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so she does the thing where she puts her hand over the mouthpiece and says, do we want a clue? And people are looking at each other. And I guess the first 15 minutes, there hadn't been a lot going on.
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, let's have a clue. So they give a clue. By the last time Jigsaw called, Maddie picks up the phone and just says, yes, a clue, please.
Did you, at the end, were you anywhere close, or could it have been two more hours?
No. We were about 5 minutes away from solving
solid
it.
Solid five.
And I say, I shouldn't say we. They were about 5 minutes away from solving it.
Let me ask you, Mr. Brain, Mr. Game Player, were you a little frustrated because you thought had it noodled
no,
through?
No, Rob saw something when we first walked in that would have
advanced them 20 minutes.
I would say... He already knows.
Look at, well, there's the look. There's the game look. There's the game look. I happen to know all the answers. That's it. That's the way it
well,
is.
Well, no. And, yes, and, yes. And Maddie, it was, I don't want to reveal it, but it was something that was pretty glaringly obvious.
It was obvious.
Yeah.
After
you'd
it,
seen it. Yeah.
Then I couldn't stop seeing it.
Yeah. So it was, but.
It's haunting you.
The weird thing about it, what we did ask Jigsaw when we got the statistics about one third and everything, because they didn't tell us that beginning. I said, how would you grade our team?
Letter grade.
And he gave them a B. And I thought
he gives everybody a B. That's probably the way it is.
We asked him for the full range, the full spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us what some people have done there before.
Yeah, Mike, there has been things that are best not done outside of marriage.
You did better than the people from Surf.
No. Well, they have some do's and don'ts at the beginning because people have A, like broke through the drywall before because they
like looking for clues.
They have got a clue was through the drywall. A pole to open the electrical sockets.
Yeah, they've gone into lights. They've undone bulbs.
Yeah,
I like people going through the drywall.
Yeah,
get escape, cops coming.
Yeah, like literally escaping the room.
Yeah,
literally.
Wow.
Broken the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Ripped
like
open.
Like thinking there's a clue underneath the chair leg. Or
they take it mighty serious.
Oh, no, we almost did the same thing.
Oh, that's
when
right.
When we got a clue, Mac ran right over to work on the clue. But instead of working on the clue, he took apart a piece of furniture and he said, "The guy, you hear the guy on the phone? No, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no!
Put the furniture down, man. Put the furniture down."
Did you have Rob during the game? Did you have any aha moments where you just said, "Oh my God, come on, it's right in front of you"?
It was,
did you have those kind of moments?
It was fun, but it was fun.
Oscar and I laughed our heads off.
It was fun to see the game come together,
unfold. Yeah,
and then the way that they as they're. The initial strategy kind of pivoted into, okay, you're good at this. I'm good at this.
Yeah.
You're high.
And I will say this, because none of us had ever done it before, everyone went into the escape room with no, you know, preconceived notions of it. If they had maybe the 10 extra minutes where the first 10 minutes they figured out kind of how it worked.
Yes.
Because there's a definite methodology to it, a very sequential way where one clue reveals the next.
Yes.
And so if they had just, I think if they were to do a totally separate escape room
now. You don't know where to start, though. I wouldn't know where to start. That's the one X factor.
That is the X factor.
You don't know. There's no way to waterfall to like really say one step,
but
two, step, three, step,
four. But they got so much faster.
I so want to do it.
When you come up, we should do it.
We're going to have to make sure you know the rules, though, Mike.
So, Mr. NBA, let me ask you this. Let me see. So at the end of this, when they talk about team building,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. This is like getting a group of people that work together, putting them in this exercise, and all it is really is just giving it's a morale booster more than anything.
Yeah, it's fun. It's something fun. It's working outside of your general work environment. It's also learning. I really believe that, you know, even though Diego might have taken a bong hit before he joined us.
Or during.
That there was one instance that where Diego figured something out,
yeah.
Where I was like, see, like this, you see different sides of people. Where I said, no one else would have figured that out.
It's designed probably for people in the corporate workplace,
yes.
In any workplace, to go into that room on a Saturday afternoon, come out and go, hey, Brian, I really thought you were the Antichrist before we did that.
Then you go crush a few hundred beers and have a great time.
I will say this.
Now I completely get it, and this has been enlightening for me. I hope this has been enlightening for other people.
I think every one of our participants yesterday, all four of them, they all had.
They came out giddy.
Shining moments. They all had a moment where they solved something on their own.
So
was
as
pretty
observers
cool.
in the room, and then to see the kids come out after the exercise was over, you got to really kind of be firsthand in there and observing what this does. We're not doing a commercial for
them. No. Well, we paid full price, Mike. Full price.
Well, you know, and they're still in the building. You know?
Well,
how about this? Why don't we? Is there a chance we could get one of the guys that runs
Jigsaw?
Get Jigsaw, or one of those guys.
Do they all
look like hipsters from Brooklyn?
No, they all have really big personalities.
Very exuberant. Yes,
they do. Yeah. I'd love to get one of those people on the show while this is hot. You know, because next week you never know. That could be down in the maybe
you
it could
and
be in Mike
you
O'Mara
and Carla could totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to do that.
Yes.
Carla would love to. Oh, Carla would adore that.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
You and Carla and Jimmy and Jerky.
How many? What is? What's,
I would pay to watch that.
Oh my God!
I would pay.
I would
is
see
there a chance that if we brought,
and say, "Did I hear a gunshot?"
If we brought Jimmy into the escape room, is there a chance that I would stab him to death?
There's a chance he'd still be in there.
What is the maximum number of people you can get in one of those escape rooms?
Is it 10? 10 is tight. Six is ideal.
Six was ideal.
You know, when Jimmy Cerito's name came up, I was so hoping you'd say 4. But anyway, you know, sorry. We're all filled up.
I found a clue.
We have to get Jimmy and Jerky.
We have to.
That's absolutely true. That's great. Well done, gentlemen. I love that. We'll take a break. When we come back, I will talk about, well, it's my annual rant about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is, they call it Hollywood on the Potomac. Lick it. We'll take a break and come back with the details on that and more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you love your iPhone? Do you love your iPad? Do you love your Android? Do you love your Nexus 7? Did you play Atari? Did you program the TRS-80? Do you love technology? We all do. And more importantly, do you love entertainment?
Yes. And if you do all those and above, or whatever I'm trying to say, you should listen to Tech 411.
That's right, Tech 411 show with Oscar Santana and
Todd Moore.
Bring it.
Let's try it now.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com. The Best of O'Mara.
All right, let's. We took 7. Let's take number 8 at 888-920-6673. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Hey, this is Jeff from Mandeville, Louisiana.
Hey, Louisiana! Wow. Are you getting soaked with rain down there right now?
A little bit every day, but it's coming this weekend. It's going to be worse.
Oh, God. I mean, that's the worst place in the world that needs more of that. But I know that the panhandle of Florida, all the way around Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana are going to get a ridiculous amount of weather this weekend. So hang in there. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just calling. I was a little disappointed y'all couldn't come down and do a show. So I'll just have to wait to one day when I can travel and come see you guys. But I love listening. I don't always listen live, but today I made a point to get in here so I could call in and tell you guys thank you, and I enjoy your show every day.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in Louisiana, and I will tell you something, that I love your state. I love the people there. Obviously, the New Orleans factor, but we've been on in Baton Rouge as well, and or Lafayette, Louisiana. We had an affiliate
I think
down we there.
In Baton Rouge as well.
We were in Baton Rouge for a while,
because I remember we called it Red Stick, because that's what it means.
Absolutely, and really, what a great place to be, and phenomenal people. So, keep supporting the show, and keep listening. You never know where we're going next, okay, my friend?
I will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate that. That's awesome. Let's take another one. They're coming in now.
Maybe
the training.
Thick as gumbo.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Rob, Oscar, and Pony.
Hey, oh, what's your name, dude?
My name's Mike Whittington. I'm from Northern California.
How you doing, Mike? What can we do for you today?
Well, I mainly wanted to call and tell Rob to have a great time with the show tonight.
Oh, that's right. Paul is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that why we're doing things different?
Well, yeah, that's because I didn't want to have to be out the entire night and then prep the bonus show for tomorrow. Also, I might be a little sleepy tomorrow.
Do we know that?
No, you told me that.
You just didn't listen.
Well, we're shaking up the whole lineup this week so he can go to a concert.
Because we've never moved the schedule for anyone else.
Rob, like it's gone.
Christ Almighty.
Rob.
What?
We kid.
I told you this.
But I don't care. I don't care. I mean, it's fine. I don't remember. No, you didn't tell me McCartney.
Yeah,
no
I did.
No way. Did you?
Yes.
You go to McCartney.
Well, why don't you, for the listeners, explain what's going on.
All right. What happens is that I'm going to see Paul McCartney tonight in
concert. Cut those concerts in half. You would have gotten a real stereo in your car. You wouldn't have to have one put in aftermarket.
You think?
can you explain our usual schedule and what your schedule is today?
I don't know. Mike might have more one-liners. I don't want to step on them.
This is inside.
But okay. He's got to explain it.
We tape two on Thursday. That's our routine. Rob wanted to switch it up. Rob does a load of work for us when we're doing the two on Thursday. And so Rob wanted to switch it up on Wednesday, and he brought it up last week. We said, yeah, fine, no problem at all. I didn't even ask you about it because it didn't matter.
What time's the concert?
Tonight it's 8 o'clock.
What are you going to be doing from noon to 8?
I'm going to be coming over to your house and kicking the shit out of you.
God damn it.
Sorry, Pony, a lot of editing. And we're doing two today.
Do you really want me to lay it out for you? It takes 90 minutes to get back home and 90 minutes to get back into the city to see the show.
Calm down. I want you to enjoy yourself tonight. Hey, how many times have you seen Paul?
This will be my fifth visit with Sir Paul.
Fifth visit. Yeah. Wow. And this is dating back to
1990 was the first time I saw him.
What's the venue? Is he at Verizon?
Verizon. It's a second night of a two-night stay there.
You get good seats?
They're okay. Yeah. Hey, I mean, they're a Father's Day present.
Our friend
caller wants
to
say something. Yes, go ahead,
Michael?
Caller.
Hey, Rob. How good are your seats? You got floor seats?
What does that even mean? They're near the
He's
floor.
He's asking whether you have floor seats.
No, they are near the floor.
Michael, why are you curious? You want to know if he's got good seats. Why?
I've seen Paul a number of times myself. I just wanted to know how good his seats were.
Yeah, they're second row, and I might go backstage. I don't know.
Whoa.
I'm lying.
Oh.
No, I've got.
Where are they really?
They're in the first section off the floor.
That's like
solid.
The best,
yeah,
though. Isn't
solid.
If you're a regular concert goer, isn't that? I mean, you've scoped
I would
out
like,
those
I would
seats
like to, I would like to be on the floor if possible, but they were financially prohibitive. They were just very, very expensive.
But
yeah.
Don't you think, really? I mean, I know you like the floor, but if you're up in the an arena and you're in that first tier on the side, isn't that kind of a better?
Oh, actually, not even. And it's
stage?
It's better than that. It's the back of the auditorium, so it's straight on. And that's what you want. He also has the big video screens.
Who are you going with?
I'm taking Julia because it would be she's the only one in my immediate family who hadn't seen a Beetle yet.
Oh,
I took Robert.
Right.
Right. Took my mom. I've taken Carrie a couple times. So I'm very excited. And Julia actually said something last week that was really cool. Just by dumb luck, the song Eleanor Rigby came on my aftermarket stereo. And she said...
How's that stereo working, the one that you got put
It's
in at the
fantastic.
Box, at the
As a matter
store.
Of fact, I showed it off to Pony yesterday.
It's very nice.
How long did Amazon take to deliver that?
Amazon got it to me in 2 days, and then Best Buy installed it for me.
I've got a what they call a bazooka bass box we can put in back of your trunk if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
That'll probably go with your aftermarket stereo.
And then if people hear me go... Yeah. It'll make the Glenn Miller sound great.
I really do have it.
Hey, California, thank you for calling us. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate that.
But what Julia said is, I mean, it was very cool. She says, that's Paul singing, right, on Eleanor Rigby. I said, he said, I hope he does that song. I like that song.
He'll do it, right?
Yeah, but, and he will. But that's really neat for me because she is so plugged into modern music that she would embrace something from 50 years ago is very cool.
Well, anytime you can share something with your kids, it's a big deal. And I certainly had that pleasure last night. You know, but as you know, you can't avoid the dork factor. And what I get now is the occasional visits that, you know, are not frequent enough. But I just can't help myself. And so we went to the Buco di Beppo. You guys know that I was excited about it. And after we got there, it just seemed to be, I don't know, when you put too much on something, it's not good, you know. And
it seldom can live up to it.
It's like when you go back to that and I'll give my own perspective. You have restaurants, I probably have strip clubs, right?
Sure.
So when you go back to that one strip club and you're like, oh, you don't even, you're with new friends and you're like, the last time I was here,
it was amazing,
right? And you go there.
I used to live that life. Yeah, I had a guy that would say to me, no, I swear to God, I know it's West Virginia, but you're not going to believe this place. You're not going to believe this place. And you wake in and it's like, oh, my God, help me, Jesus, get me out of here.
You go in and turns out you do believe that place.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing thing when Mike O'Mara drinks half a beer and goes to the parking lot. Yeah. I mean, that's really, you know, I mean, I can't stand it. But anyway, I swear to that's a true story. Thank you, boys. See you next time. So here it is. We arrive, and I had forgotten we were going to get Elizabeth a check for her birthday, because at this age, when you're 19 and 21, and I said, what do you really, really
want? That's what they
want. Dad, we need cash. That's what they want. So they want a check. So we got the check. I had to get the card. We dropped the kid off at the ice rink. I forgot to get the card. I hot footed over to the grocery store card section to grab a card as quickly as I can with very little thought. It was a funny card. Success. I get the little balloon and I go back and I said to the girls, look, I'm laid up. I'm not getting in and out of the house. So I don't go very often. So that was my excuse. I said, I had a conference call. Perfect excuse.
Good call.
Walk back in, hide the balloon under like a coat in the back seat of the car, which we happen to have even down here, and go in to watch him skate.
98 degrees and humid. Why do you have a coat?
Because we were going to the ice rink.
Oh, and the ice rink is cold. Okay.
There you go, Paul Perfect McCartney. Sense. What do you think of that? Yeah. Huh? I got you with that one.
Sat Columbo right down.
There you go. So we go. I go in. Watch him skate. It's cute. It's wonderful. They don't even know the balloons in the back of the car. It's off to Buco di Beppo. I realize that I'm the wheelman, and suddenly Daddy becomes aware on the super slab Route 75, where the speed limit is 70 miles an hour, that, yes, you can get a little rust on the old driving steering wheel when you haven't been on the road.
Oh, so it's been a while since you've actually driven a car.
And I'm at 75, and I'm going, I'm sounding like a 90-year-old man. Well, these people are going ridiculously fast.
The last time you had gone that long without driving is probably before you got your license.
It was weird.
Because you haven't been behind the wheel in a month, have you?
It was weird. But I mean, you know, people, you realize,
how dare they?
You know, this is 5 o'clock, so it's commuter time.
Rush hour.
And everybody is just flying down. I mean, really. And, you know, you got those people, and then you have the gun runners and also the drug dealers that are on their way across the state to Miami.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
sure.
It's happening all the time.
But it's go time for the yayo.
Yeah.
and I'm out of it. I mean, I get off.
Meanwhile,
the exit.
Mike is saying, how do I turn off the high beams?
This is terrible. I don't understand. Look at that. He's going to kill. You're going to kill somebody.
As they go by. And it was really a little bit odd. I haven't been up and about, and it's a slow process. So we get down there. I make a wrong turn. I'm cussing out the Google Maps on Carla's phone as she is navigating us in there. And I'm going, it is not a left turn. It is a, how can your, and I'm getting, you know, my stress level is off the charts. Yes, you know, Oscar, I'm in that zone where I'm not a pleasant person to be around already. Carla
are
says,
you achieving just, royal status?
I am royal. The royal dick?
Yes.
The royal dick is beginning to rear his ugly head. In fact, the royal dick, as soon as we got off at the exit, there is no question that that's when he arrived. Please welcome in this SUV, the Royal Dick has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going, I can't believe your nab. Why is it saying left? And we come up to this intersection, and I realize I'm on the wrong road. I made the mistake.
Oh, my God.
And we were one road up from Route 41 where the restaurant is, and so it was the left. It was the left that I was ignoring and yelling at the nav. Because the nav, the computer is always
correct.
Yell
at the nav. The
computer is always correct. And so we're 7 minutes, 8 minutes late to get to the restaurant. No big whoop. It's early.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.